Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Apparently, Denton is in San Diego. Denton Day, our college sports insider. Producer for Kevin Sheehan is in San Diego. Do you think Denton is the type of dude to go over the border and go down to Tijuana?
To Juarez?
No, just over the border to Tijuana.
Nah.
He doesn't strike me as that guy.
Nah.
Now, if Jeff was in San Diego.
We would have to go rescue him.
Jeff, you ever been to Tijuana? Seems like your kind of place.
No. You should go.
I went once, and that was a long time ago, 20 years ago, 15 years ago.
I went.
It's something. It's probably a lot more dangerous now. Let's get back to these phone lines. Our guy Commander Tequila is on the line. Hello, Tequila. Commander.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
We're good.
Good. How are you?
Yes, it is. Well, we're doing great. Yes, it is very dangerous in TJ, so I would not recommend to go there at all.
Yeah. Period. Agreed.
I have a two-part question for B. Mitch.
All right.
All right. My favorite golfer is Arnold Palmer and Chichi Rodriguez.
Uh-huh.
Who's your favorite golfer? And did you ever eat Saladino or Hardee's?
I have before. Hadn't eaten that in a long time.
Hardee's is kind of gross. I'm going to put it out there. Their breakfast is good, but their burgers are yuck.
Yeah, they just hung up the phone. I was about to call and give you a deal. favorite golfers? I would say Tiger. And I used to love Ernie Els for his smooth swing. And then on the senior tour, it's Bernhard Langer.
Yeah, both of them got different type of styles. That's what I like.
Yeah, but they win. Tiger won a lot, and Bernhard Langer on the senior tour, it's like he wins every damn other week.
Thank you, Commander. Appreciate you, buddy. Yeah, Langer's smooth,
yeah.
Man. Just that putting
Old dude
stroke.
Hit that ball too, man.
Yeah. Pick a direction: north, south, east, or west.
I'm from the south. Let's go dirty.
Zeke is in southeast, so there you go. Zeke, ask B. Mitch anything.
Hey, what's up, guys? Love your show.
Appreciate you,
thanks,
man.
Dude.
Hey, B. Mitch, I got a quiz for you, right?
All right.
Who holds the record for the most rushing yards in the Super Bowl?
Timmy Brown. Not Tim Smith.
Okay, good one. Who holds the record for the least amount of sacks in a season?
Redskins. Officer of the Hall.
Ripping.
Okay. Yeah. So my point is this. We're focused on the quarterback. I'm pretty sure we're going to get a good quarterback. But with the other picks, I don't know a lot about the tackles, the line, the offensive line. I was wondering if you guys had any idea of what linemen are out there. I think the heart and soul of our team, I've been a Skins fan for like 50 years, and I just think we don't put enough attention on the line. And also dealing with the analytics, my thing is that somebody told me a long time ago, there's no test that can determine the heart of a man. So analytics right are fine, but like Brian said, when you put them on that, when you put them on that field and they get hit, then you know whether or not they're a football player. What do you think, Brian?
I totally agree with you on that, but I think the offensive line is something I talk about all the time. I know, yes, we talk about quarterback, running back, and things of that nature. If you don't have somebody that can protect them and give them the proper time to be able to go through what they need to, it's going to be a problem. So this team here, you're looking at them right now, they're looking for offensive linemen. And I think left tackle is vitally important to get one that's legitimate. Lucas can play well, but is he going to be the guy for the next 10 years or so? You want to make sure you go out there and get somebody that could possibly be that.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. I have a question submitted via text message from a Jim Andrew Mullins of Sterling, Virginia. He says, what do you think of the church's chicken?
Very good, man. Once you pull the skin off of it, it's fantastic.
The skin's quite good. I also think I'd like to make a motion here, boys. Church's was quite good, and it's just they actually deliver, right? This wasn't DoorDash or some third-party service. They delivered the chicken. We got the chicken in about 35, 40 minutes-ish.
Yeah.
I think this should be our new go-to. Because, dude, whenever you do Uber Eats or DoorDash or something, you end up spending like another $30.
Yeah, the hell with that.
Yeah. All right. We are now, at least from the hours of 10 to 2, a Church's Chicken podcast.
There you go,
radio
brother.
Show. Chip is in Stafford.
What up, Chip?
Chip, you there, bud?
I must say, yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, pal.
Fantastic. B. Mitch, huge fan. You should be in the Hall of Fame for all the right reasons. But my question is this. You sat next to JP for all these years. With the ears that that guy has, do you think he picks up AM and FM with those ears?
And Sirius Satellite Radio.
I get direct TV,
AM,
baby.
FM, and Sirius. He has the whole gambit.
If
he rides by your house, he'll mess up your frequency and your TV.
I'm listening to country music from St. Louis during the commercial breaks. Take care, Chip. I don't know what this question is. Dan is in Germantown. Hello,
up, Dan.
Dan.
Doing,
ask B. Mitch anything.
So I was going to ask you, B, do you remember Little Tavern?
Remember where?
The little cheeseburgers?
Tavern back in the day in D.C.
I remember that.
The little burgers. They were basically White Castle of America.
No, I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? There was they were like these
they
little.
Were around there in your days?
Yeah, I probably didn't go to it. I was more or less going by the spot that sold me some wings and mambo sauce.
They were like God. Little. Dude, but
Yum Yums. Mambo sauce from Yum Yums.
Hold on, Dan. I'm going to tell him where he saw one. Wisconsin Avenue, past the old station in Bethesda. It's now a little Chinese takeout. But you know where that Army Surplus store used to be? Like 6 blocks north of the old station in Bethesda.
On Wisconsin?
On Wisconsin.
I always came the other way.
Yeah, you would come Old Georgetown to Wilson or whatever. There was one right there, and then there was one in College Park, too. The buildings were super noticeable. They were like little white houses with a green roof.
Wow.
They all converted or whatever. All right. We have more just super random questions. David is in Northern Virginia. What's up,
David?
Hey, guys. Just wanted to connect with you. Heard about the reference to Chicken George. So I was in Baltimore from 1984 to 87. Chicken George was there on Greenmont Avenue, and it was awesome. Just the best chicken. It was catty corner from a KFC, and Chicken George ran a special to try to encourage people to come try their chicken. They said, come get some Chicken George, get a two-piece chicken and biscuit dinner, and we'll pay you, basically. They said, bring a receipt from KFC.
Dave, I'm sorry to interrupt. Just in the hopes of keeping this thing somewhat on the rails, are you also calling to confirm previous reports of the validity of a chicken joint that has been closed for 30 years?
Absolutely. Chicken George.
I appreciate it, buddy. Have a great weekend.
We might have to declare the show a Chicken George free zone.
Listen, how good must this chicken have been?
If they're talking about it 30 damn years later, that chicken was good as hell. And what I'm going to say is anybody in the Chicken George family, if you still got the recipes, let's open up another Chicken George place.
I will happily eat it, but I'm going to make a stance. I will no longer take phone calls about it because it's 30 years old and it was in Baltimore. And it's closed.
Hey, man, stop hating on places other than this area, man. Somebody told me yesterday if they ever see you in Philly, you're done.
Do you care about a 30-year-old closed restaurant in any city?
Yeah, if it can open it again.
Yeah, but it's not.
They might. Like Mellow Joy Coffee closed, and then my buddy family bought it and found the recipes, and they opened it back up. Now it's great again in Louisiana.
Damien is in Oxon Hill. Damien, please rescue us. Do you have a question for Brian?
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. It's Damon from Oxon Hill.
What up, Damon?
Put that on Jeff. Much, he wrote D-A-M-I-E-N.
For as many times as I called in the chef, into the show, you think Jeff would have had it right by now.
I swear I spell it like but that every time.
It's
every time. My bad.
It's D-A-M-O-N.
All right, we got
anyway,
you, brother.
Though, all right, here's my question, and it's not just for B. Mitch. It's for more so B. Mitch as well as Bob's big eared boy.
Hey.
If not football or journalism, what would you have chosen as a career?
The only job I am qualified for is to be a bartender. So that's probably what I would have done.
I was trying to become like a chemical engineer.
Chemical engineer. Wow. Yeah.
I was kind of a chemical engineer in some ways.
Huh? That's what I majored in. I was majoring in that because like I always heard about BASF. We don't make it, we make it better. And then you find out about medicines and chemical weapons and all that. And I was very, very enthused by that stuff. And that's what I went into.
During my 4 years at the University of Maryland, I definitely did some chemical engineering. Thank you for the call,
Damien. The illegal type, right?
That was something. I think.
Well, you would be a PhD right now if they really did all the experience, huh?
I think everybody got into the Scotties a little early this week because we got a number of phone calls about a 30-year-old dead chicken joint.
I thought B-Mitch was going to be a Chicken George franchisee if he wasn't a football player.
I'm telling you, hey, man, you never know. You bring it back, bro.
Maybe that's why they went out of business.
If
B-Mitch tried to return touchdowns instead of running a chicken joint.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.